Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob is back in the studio. We didn't talk about any of the cooking you did in that month that you were gone, but tell us a little bit about you had a little journey. And
yeah, so staying with my brother-in-law, Paul, who I hunt with.
Right.
We had so much fun because we get to hang out every night. We're not deer hunting.
Right.
But we still get to hang out on his deck. He's got a beautiful home, and, you know, his wife's just a sweetheart, and she loves it when I'm there because I cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he got to practice on his grill, and he got to confess that he really sucks at grilling. Because I never talked to any of my family about grilling because, you know, that's their own. I don't want to be the, you know, lord anything over anybody, or, you know, the know-it-all, or, oh, you're the grilling guy, you got it. You know, if you want some help, give me a call. So when I got there, I brought him a thermopen, and I saw his grill, and it was actually pretty decent. Big box grill, but I was surprised at how well it grilled, and I was, you know, because you know what it's like when you show up at somebody's place and you don't know what you got for a grill.
Yeah, where the hot spots are.
Yeah. So anyway, what I found out is that his wife needs everything burnt.
What?
So he's just been doing that all the time. So I showed him how he can do his, and the thermopen really helped him because he really likes medium or medium rare.
Right.
But he always gets used to eating everything well done because his wife, as many women do, not like to see any pink in their meat.
Right.
Which kills me. It's just shameful.
Right. Eating shoe leather, not fun.
No.
No, nor flavorful.
No.
Generally.
So the best part of the whole thing was he finally got comfortable with his grill.
Good.
And he's 70.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, that's the thing is if you don't try things, you're never going to figure it out.
You're never too late.
And he's a good guy for trying to please his wife every time he grilled, but, you know, at his expense. So now he can do it both ways.
Yeah.
It's all about time and temperature. That's all it is.
So, but, Brad, tell us what you put there in the bowl, that curry.
Oh, you guys got to try it.
I'm going to.
We have a Indian fish curry.
I love curry.
And it's got a little zip to it. Now, I didn't do serrano peppers, but I've got quite a bit of pureed up jalapenos in there.
No cayenne?
No cayenne. It is amazing. You should just get yourself a bowl. Now, like I said, since I don't do a lot in carbs anymore, I actually use a rice cauliflower.
And how
just
do you
makes
like
it
that?
Healthier. So
it's okay.
Rice cauliflower is okay, but I add in a little bit of butter and garlic salt with it before I top it with anything. Because if you're just dumping it or plain rice cauliflower tastes horrible. Normal cauliflower, love it. Cauliflower in an air fryer, love it.
Really?
Plain rice cauliflower.
I've never done cauliflower.
Tastes
in
like
air
a dirty
fryer.
Sock, I would imagine.
Really?
So it's one of those things where this is actually the first time I've made this dish, but anytime I get a fish maybe that I'm not used cooking, I'll go online and I'll see if there's something different that I can do with it. Of course, I brought in fried fish. I've got a little bit of smallmouth, some crappies, some bluegills. There's a couple pieces of walleye tossed in there from the last couple days of fishing. But, you know, anytime that I can do something different than the normal of frying, which everybody does, there's so many great ways to cook stuff. And everybody seems to go back to the normal, hey, always done it this way. We're going to throw it in the deep fryer, throw it in a pan. Funny one is fish in Stearns Bayou here a few weeks back, and I caught dogfish. Sorry, it was blank in there for a second.
Wow.
Which everybody's like, trash fish, kill it, throw it away.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
You know, and it's one of those ones where people don't eat them. So,
just like bass. We can't eat bass.
Bass are delicious. I made a Facebook post about that the other day on a Michigan Wild Edibles page. But you know what? I took the fish and I chunked it up, ran it through my food processor, added in some breadcrumbs and a couple seasonings, fried it up in a pan, and made a red pepper aioli sauce for it. It was absolutely delicious. It was like eating crab cakes.
I was wondering if you make cakes out of them.
Yeah, so, you know, and a lot of people, I always love it. I do a lot of posting on a page for, you know, people that bring stuff indoors from out of doors in Michigan. And, of course, the guys are, oh, yeah, you got to throw all that extra stuff in for that trash fish. I'm thinking, when you do your walleye, don't you put some seasonings with it and breadcrumb?
Yeah.
And fry it up.
And why is your stuff trash?
Same difference.
There's so many haters out there.
There are.
They hang out of those pages.
Just trolls.
They just troll. Yeah.
So I've caught dogfish before and have thrown them back. You know, if you're not a strong-willed man, you might even not want to touch it because they're an odd-looking fish.
It looks almost like a snake.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and when I fish in the ocean, I'll catch mackerel sometimes, and everybody on the boat poo-poos them. And I'll take them because they call it a mac attack. When a bunch of mackerel come through, I mean, that's all you get. And they're a little strong. They're kind of like a, you know,
lake trout,
a less than fresh salmon. But if you do it right, if you brine them up and you put a bunch of lemon on them when you grill them, they're not bad.
You got to prepare things
and
the right
way. And you caught them.
Yeah.
You know, the big
they're
going
to die if you throw them back.
So, Brad, this is the fascinating part of your life that as I watch it, and I'm not you know stalking you, but I see what the things that, like that you do is you are a guy that finds a way to use pretty much anything you harvest.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of people that you know would throw things away that you eat, and yet you're fit as a fiddle, and you're still here talking about it. So. It's interesting to me, and that's why I always like having you on the show is because you'll come up. I can bet that of the three listeners that are out there, none of them have had dogfish before to eat, and you just made it sound delicious.
Well, and the thing is just like anything else, just like Bob was talking about too, it needs to be cleaned properly, and it can't be frozen for a long period of time. The fish gets really mealy at that point, but otherwise is great. And that's why you find, if you guys give the curry a chance, I know we're kind of early this morning for curry. I didn't eat a big breakfast, so it was absolutely delicious.
I'm on it.
It's amazing. So,
all right. Well, that's cool.
So, you know, you're talking about cauliflower rice.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to cut carbs, too, because we're pool people, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be able to take your shirt off at the pool. So
too late, Bob.
So, it's all, I'm taking my shirt off right now. So
yeah.
So we're cutting carbs in our house too, and my wife loves mashed potatoes. So I'll take a bunch of cauliflower and throw in about 40% potato, 60% cauliflower. Boil it up quick and mash that up for mashed potatoes for her. It's actually almost better than mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. There's just enough potato in there to make you think it's mashed potatoes, but it's really a lot of cauliflower. This is a fantastic way. You talk about cutting carbs. Fantastic way to cut carbs without, you know, you're not being ridiculous about it.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do because, you know, eating out really isn't an option for me, which gives me a great venue to be outdoors and bring home my own food, which, you know, just like anything
so
else, when you hunt, you know, a delicious venison tenderloin that you've prepared for yourself, that you've harvested yourself, that you've, I mean, it just tastes better to me than going to a restaurant and paying for a steak.
Yep.
That's just me.
And this is the first time by like June, I'm so sorry I only took one deer.
Yeah.
Because I'm out. I have nothing for the rest of the year. Nothing to throw on the grill, nothing to make jerky out of. So this season, it's going to be two.
Coming up next, we're going to go out in the woods with Brad. This man is a forager. You can tell he loves the outdoors, and he spends a ton of time out there. But it always fascinates me the things that you found in the woods that you eat that other people would walk by and never even take a second look at. So you listen to the Grilling Guys. We're outdoors with Brad. Stick with us. We'll be back.